You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Giulio Nocesi. Giulio, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hi, nice. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about your show, Stranded in Time, or that's the English translation of Fermo per Sempre. Is that correct? That's the title of this show. And so let's talk about that, right? We're talking about time in this show. I know Italo Calvino is referenced, a writer that I love. But before we talk about the individual works here, there's a certain sense of time that you have, right? A certain focus on time itself in this show?
Yeah, like I think I have a certain focus on time in painting as a whole, because like I feel that like a painting is a medium which is based on space. And when you, like the game is played in like this kind of field, the space field. But it's important that when you put something, for me to put something on a canvas in space, I would like it to transcend in some way, you know, and like to take another whole dimension, just in a practical sense, just. I think it's like it's kind of the whole point of painting for me is to create something that you can like stand in front of it for a little while and not to discard in 1 second, and that's kind of my goal. So to break from space into time, and that's very important to me. Yeah.
So let's talk more about that, to break from space into time, because, of course, that's there's the viewer experience, which, as you're saying, you'd like not to be moving through it, but somehow immersed in time itself. The works here themselves, though, these paintings are also narratives, right? They're stories to some degree. So when we look at one like the countryside landscape, which is, well, maybe I won't start with that one. Start with your ex with somebody else. That's one that I liked all of these, but there's a story here, right? Your ex with someone else. This is something that many of us have, of course, experienced. There's a story here about time itself, right? We're not only talking about the viewer's experience in front of this particular painting, but also something to do with time, right? The way an ex-lover is with somebody else and what's happening here, right? There's something, or correct me if I'm wrong, but something about time itself that we're trying to grapple with, which is perhaps that we no longer are with the ex, but that things have moved on to another world, another dimension, another time.
Yeah. I think so, but I think it's something that can be like translated into the narrative of the painting, and something that can also be translating I think in the way that I want to depict the subject of the painting. You know, like if you see everything that I do, like everything is kind of still, and it's. It's freezed in a moment. It's not there are never in my painting something that could suggest like a movement of the subject, you know. And I think that work in particular is an older work from the show, because like it's one of the first one that I painted, and I think it's curious because with Ethan, with James Green, the gallerist of New York Light Gallery, we created the show to have like a work spanning for 2 years, and I think that is kind of the older work said like more of a narrative, and it gradually became a work that is less narrative and more freeze in just a moment. But I think that the concept of like something that we left behind, but that it is also freezed and then it still is here, I think it can be applied also to like the kind of culture which from the paintings come from, you know, like from I think like Italian painting, classical, if classical is the right word, but I think like say Renaissance painting or medieval stuff, which kind of in Italian cultures is still present in some way, and which can be found in my work, you know, in the style and in the way the things are painted.
So let's talk about the way that things
sense?
Are painting.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, there's symbols and architecture in here. I mean, one that we're talking about, your ex with somebody else, there's vaulted ceilings, there's arches, there's also symbolism here, right? The sky is a kind of blood red. This is not something we would typically see, but continuing to talk about the painting, the older work, your ex, and its relationship to history, medieval paintings is there, but also the sky. Let's talk about that, because there's symbols in here as well. Isn't there, like the sky being red?
Yeah, I think that it is not something that it is meant to be interpreted as like, it's not something that I meant to be deducted from the painting. Like, say, it's not something that you can find a specific meaning to it, but I think it kind of relates to the whole atmosphere of the piece. I think like there is another painting in the show which is like almost like a greenish yellow sky, which is Ulisse watching at the birds. And I think like that colors conveys as some the same role in the painting. You know, it's not something that has like I can say I put it there because I want it to mean something, but it needs to suggest something, and it basically needs to suggest something because it suggests. I don't think it's right in English, but suggested something to me when I thought of the image and I painted it. That's what I tried to convey with that choice.
That makes sense. And in the painting Countryside Landscape, so now we're talking about a landscape and it has a little bit of the green you're talking about. This feels like a very unusual painting to me. It has I've never seen a countryside quite like this. The home or the homes almost look like they're coming alive, right? It feels almost like they're walking through the field, or that's how it is to me. This is a landscape that's I know the symbols. I know it's not necessarily symbolic, but it feels almost like a landscape of the mind or of a dream. Is it in any way? Is that how these come about, or is there another way that these come to be, that these are built or created? Is it something like another time or another dream, or are these drawn from life?
Well, I think that you get it right when you said like it's landscape of the mind. You know, like they are certainly inspired by something in real life, but they're all the landscape are basically invented. Also, the one painting which has like a Turin landscape in it, the landscape is also painted from memory and invented on the spot. And like that painting in particular, like I think it has like as you say, like I actually painted it. It's different from the other ones because it started more like an experiment with. I wanted to try to paint something which was pure landscape, and maybe something which was pure landscape, which the point of the whole painting wasn't going to be like the something in the middle, but or a big subject, but like more like the empty space of the field. I liked when you say that you felt that they are moving, like, because it is kind of like painting, you know, like the grass moving and like maybe moving with the wind. It's also kind of a painting trying to depict not the I think the stereotypical like beautiful landscape or like the I don't know, like Tuscanian countryside or stuff like that, which other paintings surely have some inspiration from, but like it's more kind of like the more subdued or like a more a sleazy kind of a countryside in some way, not the one that you will go to visit. And I think that fascinated me to paint that kind of place, you know, and that's it, you know.
I like that so much. Yeah, that has a, I mean, there's a sense of humor to that then as well. What you call a sort of sleazy landscape. What do you mean by that? It's somewhat haunted or dangerous. What do you mean?
I don't think that sleazy is the right word. Like I'm English is not my first language. I don't have the word for it. But I think it's like. I can explain like as like a painfully normal. I don't know if it makes sense, but like I think that when I try to paint something, I never try to paint like stuff that are like I don't know, in some way like special on their own. If they are like special in real life, I don't think there might be. The need for me, just for me, like I don't say ever, like, but for me to make a painting, and I mean by saying sleazy, I don't think sleazy is the right word, but I think like they are like kind of a it's normal, it's not like a place which you will ride a car for 2 hours to visit. It's more like a place where you could pass by with your car while going to visit somewhere, and I think that's also like a little bit the point of the other painting you're talking about. It's not something that is peculiar in life. It's not something that is so. It's normal. It's kind of painfully normal, but like as all normal things, I think like they made the most of life, and I think that they are like maybe the most important.
Yeah, I agree, and I like that thought so much. There's another one which is very unusual, the Renault Scenic. This is a car, of course, the well-known Renault, but this also has other elements which is, of course, not something we would normally see. This has symbolic elements, fruit, and other things that are escaping gravity. This is quite different than many other works in the show, isn't it?
Yeah. I think like that's kind of it's a kind of a self-portrait. It's kind of also a love letter to my first car, which was my parents' car actually, I used to love to drive that car, and it was my first taste of like you know, having a car, and I think also the painting at first I just painted it was just some figure that was kind of a symbolic self-portrait. It's not like it's not my face, but it's like something like a symbol for myself, and the car in the background, and later I added the peaches, but it was because like the whole thing looked so cold and so dark And also the whole painting was so the hues were very very like grayish and bluish, and I think I want to put some of the love that I feel for this object in the painting. I think that's something that I really tend to do, like to in my life also, like I get really attached to object in a kind of an emotional way. I tend to give them I tend to see in them maybe something that there isn't there, but maybe it's like a soul or like a character. Character is not the right word, but is like a personality to them. Yeah. And like you know, that's why there is like the pictures. If not, it will be just the cold object. It's not just cold object for me.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. This is, as you said, the way this painting started, the Renault Scenic, is very dark. It must have been entirely black and white before you added the peaches. But the element of the peaches, is that part of your relationship to the car? Is the peach? You said there was symbols in here, and that is a symbol. So, the peach and the peaches that are floating are meaningful to you, as meaningful as the car, I would think. Is that the case? Do they have a special kind of meaning to you, the way you talk about things having a meaning?
Well, I don't think they have like some of like something that a meaning that it's not something I can explain of the meaning, but I think like they suggest something. They suggested something to me, and as the red sky from the other painting, like I can say like the red sky represents I don't know, like the feelings of something, or the blood of the, I don't, it's not like that. It's like and also I can say like the peaches represent something in particular. It's like it's probably what I felt while painting them, and what I felt after painting them and seeing them there and leaving it there, not scraping it off. It's a suggestion. I don't think that, like, I don't like to put like I say like metaphors in paintings, but I think that they can help to connect to this more like instinctive or sensible, the right word, to see the an image or to feel it.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I like that so much. And of course, for listeners, there's more links here where you can follow through to see more. I want to ask you one more question before we go, a little off topic. What are you reading at the moment?
Well, actually, right now I'm reading a book that my father gifted me for Christmas. It's just called The Crazy Horse by Larry McMurtry, and it's just the biography of the I don't know if it's right in English, but the Indian tribe. Leader, the important historic figure, Crazy Horse, and yeah, that's what I'm kind of reading right now. But like, I tend to read everything that people gift to me, and this is quite an interesting read, because like, especially like here in Italy, we don't study this particular thing in school, so it's very interesting.
Well, thanks for sharing that with me. And Giulio, I want to thank you so much for talking with me. It's really been a pleasure. And for listeners, of course, follow the links and learn more. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me also.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.